The blessing of Joseph. Of Joseph, he said, blessed of the Lord. Deuteronomy 33 and verse 13. Joseph is a wonderful picture of the Lord Jesus, the brightest jewel in his father's house. We see the sparkle of the life of our Lord in Joseph's early grace, his persecuted youth, his rescue from the pit, his firm resistance to evil suggestions, his prison sufferings, his exaltation to be ruler in Egypt, his call to be the savior of his house, all are a wondrous window into the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. His life, with all its lights and shadows, graphically depicts the Lord Jesus. He is separated from his brethren, cast out because he differs and was different. He will not walk in evil ways. He loathes their vices. They loathe his grace. But he is also a true picture of one blessed with all heavenly blessings in Christ. A wonderful picture, Joseph is, of our Lord Jesus Christ and indeed of every believer. Now we see in him first the Lord's fullness. The blessing of Joseph exhibits the fullest measure of the earth's fertility. The lands inherited by Joseph's sons were extremely fruitful, such as Gilead and Bashan, by Manasseh his son, and the fields of Samaria by Ephraim his son. There was no other land in all of Palestine so full of all good things as the land of Joseph. The fruit is ripe and rich under the most genial conditions. The land of Joseph blossoms under heaven's softening rain. The mountains supply their rich ores, and the lower hills are luxuriant in vines and olives. Joseph's sons feast at nature's overflowing table. And all these things are but an image of the far better wealth that we have in Christ. Think of some of the rich blessings which come down upon us in him. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. Psalm 72:6. Thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Isaiah 58:11. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. John 15:5, we can only blossom and bud and flower and bring forth fruit when blessed by our heavenly Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, how blessed it is that we are Joseph's sons in him. For we are blessed with all spiritual blessings which make the Lord's people fruitful in every good word and work. Then they were to be as the dew, an emblem of refreshment through the favor and goodness of God to his people. And it speaks of the deep that coucheth beneath, meaning the fountains of water which break up beneath us, and so on and so on. All wonderful figures of spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus our Lord. How blessed it is to be heavenly Joseph sons, sons of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then we notice the Lord's goodwill, the assurance of God's goodwill in Christ, the goodwill of Him who dwelt in the bush, is the crowning blessing of all. Moses looks back on that revelation as the moment supreme in his history. It was a revelation of Christ to his soul, and surely our heaven began when we had evidences of God's goodwill to us in Christ. How sweet is this assurance? It was surely God's goodwill that his beloved Son leave heaven's glory to undertake our full redemption, to live and die on our behalf. We gaze at his low estate, his sufferings, his cross, his blood, his death, his grave, and all things of God's goodwill. That same goodwill will yet present us faultless before the Father's throne in glory. It will joy over the redeemed while endless ages roll. Nothing can separate us from the goodwill of him who dwells in the bush. He is the head of his people, the head of all the righteous ones who are made righteous through his grace, and on whom all the blessings of grace are. They all descend from him to his spiritual offspring. Proverbs 10 and verse 6, Ephesians 1 and verse 3. Joseph was separated from his brethren when sold into Egypt, but he became the shining glory of his brethren when he was made ruler over all of Egypt. Then, thirdly, we see the Lord's glory here. His glory is like the firstling of the bullock. That is, he stands stately, beauteous, and strong, the prime offering of the herd. The bull's head was a sign of royalty and kingly power. So in Christ, as is pictured in Joseph, we find the glory of the human race. All of Adam's race are polluted with sin, stained with sin, marred by sin. Only the Savior's precious blood can remove and obliterate such filthy stains. Only he can provide for us a robe of righteousness. Only he has power to renew and recreate our nature. Only he can reconstitute us in such a way as to reflect the image and likeness of God again. We are made strong only in his strength. We are made beauteous only in his beauty. Only in him can we move among men as the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Then finally we notice the Lord's triumph in these words. His horns are like the horns of unicorns. The strength of the unicorn lay in its horns, and the horns are always a symbol of authority and power. And they point to our Lord Jesus Christ as the horn of our salvation, who by his strength has vanquished all his foes and the enemies of his people, and spoiled principalities and powers and the whole hierarchy of hell. As a type or picture of our Lord, Joseph was to crush every foe. His conquering power is thus described. His horns are like the horns of unicorns. With them he shall push the people together to the ends of the earth. That triumphant life is communicated to all who believe, so that they too experience this triumphant conflict with all opposing force. His blessing is to implant courage that they might prevail and at last wave their palms of victory and sing their everlasting hallelujah. Joseph's sons are to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We sometimes look upon ourselves as a very, very small minority. A few here, a few there. But when all the Lord's people are gathered in, when the whole body is complete, how vast will be the assembly of his people. That ransomed multitude is numberless. Oh, blessed be our God for what he bestows upon the head of Joseph. What a bright crown of glory upon our Lord. What rubbish is this world's tinsel gift. What this world has is but a fading flower, a fleeting shadow, a tottering reed, a dried up brook. The real treasure is upon the head of Joseph. Those who are the Lord in the abundance of his grace. Now finally, let us hear the words of James Montgomery. Hail to the Lord's anointed, great David's greater son. When to the time appointed the rolling years shall run, he comes to break oppression, to set the captive free, to take away transgression, and rule iniquity. The heavens which now conceal him, in counsels deep and wise, in glory shall reveal him to our rejoicing eyes. He who with hands uplifted went from the earth below shall come again all gifted, his blessing to bestow. He shall come down like showers upon the new mown grass, and joy and hope like flowers spring up where he doth pass. Before him on the mountains shall peace the herald go, and righteousness in fountains from hills and valleys flow. Kings shall fall down before him, and gold and incense bring. All nations shall adore him, his praise all people sing. Outstretched his wide dominion o'er river, sea, and shore, far as the eagle's pinion or dove's light wing can soar. Amen. And amen.